From the newsroom, I'm Rich Petschke. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office continues to seek homicide suspect Zachary Cordell Harrison, who is wanted in connection with the murder last September of Robert Holtzclaw in Alder Point. The Sheriff's Office reminds the public that harboring, concealing, or aiding a fugitive from justice is a felony. Anyone doing that will be arrested. Anybody with information regarding Harrison's whereabouts or related criminal activity is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office. Unemployment in Humboldt County dropped a full percentage point last month to 4%, ranking the county 15th in the state. According to the Employment Development Department, 900 new jobs were added in February. 200 of those were in the construction industry, 200 in the transportation and utilities industry. Healthcare saw a gain of 100 jobs. The February report says 2,500 people in the county are looking for work. The lowest unemployment was in San Mateo County at 2.4%, the highest in Colusa County, 20%. Hundreds gathered in Arcata Saturday as part of the National March for Our Lives rally, which was originated by students at the Florida High School, where 17 people were killed on Valentine's Day. The local demonstration was planned by students at Arcata and North Coast Preparatory Academy and began at the Arcata Playhouse. The gathering then marched through the city to Arcata Plaza, then back to the Playhouse. The City of Arcata Parks and Recreation Division announces it will begin accepting applications for the 2018 Summer Camp Leader and Training Program beginning Monday, April 9th. The program gives teens aged 13 through 17 the opportunity to gain valuable real-life work experience as they interact with 4 to 14-year-old campers by assisting recreation camp leaders with planning summer camp activities, field trips, and more. All leaders in training must be at least 13 years old by June 18th. Space is limited. Early registration is recommended. The Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services announced there will be a countywide test of the tsunami communication systems on Wednesday between 11 a.m. and noon. According to officials, during the test, tsunami sirens may be activated and local media may be interrupting their programming with a brief test message. Civil Air Patrol will also be participating in the test, with planes broadcasting messages, and for those with weather radios, an emergency message will be sent out. With news, I'm Rich Petschke.